All right. Our guest speaker this morning is Melly Pearson. Melly was born and raised in Wisconsin in Minnesota, and she is the seventh of eight children. She attended North Park University in Chicago. And as of March 17th, she has been married to Jim Pearson for 62 years. They have four children, nine grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. She enjoys reading, decorative painting, quilting, and weekly Bible studies. And she has been privileged to travel overseas on both missions and adventure trips and visiting family to Pakistan, Thailand, and Burma. So let us welcome Melly Pearson.
I favor Wisconsin. I have an announcement to make.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Okay. We're in a Bible study together, and nine times out of ten, that's the way we start. It's been an interesting and challenging time for me since Becky asked me to share at Mothering Matters. I did this when some of you were toddlers. I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. Isn't that amazing? Those Olsen girls, there were five of us. How could we be in the age and stage that we are? But then again, this is the day the Lord has made. It's been many years since I've dealt with many of the issues that you gals are dealing with. Let's see now. Everybody at this table has had a baby or is pregnant this year?
Well, not everyone.
or not yet. Once you're a mother, you're always a mother. The mother's heart the Lord has put into us, love and concern for those around us, our own children, or as we meet other young women or older women, and we deal with many different things. It is a privilege, indeed. You have been studying this book on parenting. What's the proper name of it? Anyway, it's and other myths, yeah. And it and that's the point. When I started looking over the book, I thought, oh, this is kind of discouraging. But those are myths. It's not the truth. Successful parents produce godly children. And other myths. And I've got, oh, is that right? Can it be? Answer. What is success in parenting? Can it be? Is it the behavior? Is it abiding by all the rules? Whose rules? Many questions. And who gets the credit? These are things that come into our minds. The danger is making too much of ourselves and too little of God. God is the one that made us. He's the one that gave us the children, and we need to give him credit. The danger of second-guessing decisions, and that's mentioned in the book. I don't suppose that any of you have had that problem. You're all self-assured, and so when you make a decision, that's done, right? You don't look back on it? Uh-oh. Second-guessing decisions, actions, reactions, responses, that can be unnerving. I wished I could have done. Past is past, present is now, and the future is to come. And we know who holds the future. And that is a great thing to be confident in. We're not called to be successful. We're called to be faithful. And that can mean many things. To be faithful, to seeking the Lord's will and way. Our priorities. Luke 10:27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, strength, and mind. And if you look at that verse up in Peterson's message, it's love with passion, prayer, muscle, and intelligence. I like to look at Peterson a little while to get really down to earth. Third priority is to our children. The best thing for the children is for the parents to love one another and respect each other. And then to pray for each child. As soon as you know that you are expecting, or perhaps you've been praying to be pregnant, and then from there on, you pray for that child that's coming down the road. We are a fallen people. Life will have its trials, tribulations, challenges, irritations. It upsets me. Well, how could that be? little irritations and big irritations. The big ones I can handle. I know that I can fly to the Lord immediately. But somehow, the little ones, they kind of sneak up on us. How do we respond? God is growing us. He made us. He knows who we are. Let him teach us. It was a different setting, but Peter was talking to the Lord Jesus, and many of the Jesus' followers were leaving. And Jesus asked Peter, "Are you going to leave also?" And Peter's response was, "Where can I go but to you? There is no other place to go. You have the answers. You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Son of the living God." And that's our response as we go through our life. We feel like people don't understand us. It's amazing how many unique experiences we have, except that we all have them. But when it's us, when it's me, then it's unique. So that's when I fly to the Lord and ask him for help and strength. In the book that you are reading, there's reference to Hebrews chapter 11 and the list of, I call them, by faith people. By faith Abraham, by faith, of course, and the prophets who trusted God for the future, but they never saw the fulfillment of God's promises to them. Not in their lifetimes. The definition of faith. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Many were leaders of various people in the by faith lines. But as they give the little recap in your book, it sounds like they were lousy parents. But God uses lousy parents. He uses us when we don't have the standards, we don't meet the suggestions that he has given us for life. We should not be disheartened, but go to the Lord, clean the slate, ask for forgiveness and encouragement to go on from there. He's still working on, we could sing that too. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. And then I always forget the third guy. I have a quote here from John Piper. My husband and I like to read John Piper's writings and has watched some of his TV programs. Actually, our son and daughter-in-law were married in his church in Bethlehem Baptist up in Minneapolis. He was not the pastor that married them, but that was the church that he founded years ago. Anyway, the quote is, "Occasionally weep over the life you hoped would be. Grieve the losses. Then wash your face. Trust God and embrace the life that you have. Be thankful for this is the day the Lord has made." Our lives as mothers center on the family. By family, I mean father, mother, sister, brother. I won't get into that other world. A home is a place set apart, a sanctuary from the outside world. As Christian parents, we set our standards, God's standards of conduct. We honor God. The world will ridicule, they will differ from us, but we are not answerable to them. I can remember once when our oldest daughter was in high school and she wanted to do something and it was not according to our standards in our home. And she says, "I don't agree with you, but okay." So we need to have that relationship with our children too, that they will respect the ground rules. And there need to be ground rules. We are to be obedient to God's commandments, go to the scriptures and gain strength and resolve. And after I wrote that, I thought, that's a good word. Yeah. And resolve to avoid ungodly influences. If you make that decision ahead of time, then it's much easier when you come up against the challenge. Sin has always been around since the Garden of Eden. And I don't know if any of you are from the background where you had catechism, where you learned question and answer on Christian doctrine. What is sin? Sin is anything in word or deed that is contrary to the word of God. So we need to be sharp. We need to be observant. In this technological age, we are faced with sinful behavior every time we turn on TV, computer, or phone. And that goes with the little kids on up. Guard what is set before us and before our children. And if we or they see things that are sinful, and they will, then talk about it, maybe identify it, so that they know why we are reacting the way we are. I think of this somewhat. We have he's a John Brown now, but a grandson. He and his family, in their homeschooling, they took a class on filmmaking and everything that goes with that. I'm not sure what all. But they had to watch a number of movies. And then they had to critique them. What was good and bad about them? Not only the method of filming, but the content. So that, and I thought that, as I think back on that, that's a good thing, because we, husband and wife and the children, were confronted with lots of things. And we think, what's so bad about that? Well, analyze, look at it, square in the face, and if it's contrary to God's standards of holiness and right living, then avoid it. A home, it's a place where we can learn to develop relationships. And I think this is a precious thing that the Lord has given us, when Adam and Eve and the children and ever since. Think of the fruits of the Spirit and our relationship to God after we have accepted the Lord Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit, well, the list of the fruits of the Spirit are, we're enabled with to do them, to share them, because of the power of God in the Holy Spirit. But they are also wonderful standards for any home, whether you are a Christian or not. Love, joy, peace. My dad used to say, "Stop chewing the rag." Where on earth did that idiom come from? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Wow. How is that for an assignment? A lifetime of submission and learning. And he will be with us all the way. Children need love and encouragement. Can I hug those little kids? And there's many of the cute little kids. Meals together? We used to do that, you know, in the olden days. Game time? Reading? Laughing? Silly times. Walking? How about bird watching? I saw a bluebird last week. We don't get very many bluebirds. We moved 3 years ago. We downsized. And I've already seen about 20 different kinds of birds in my little backyard. And hugging. That's a good thing to do with love and encouragement. Train up a child in the way he should go. I take this verse to mean, what is his aptitude? I don't know. You've got a little bit older kids. Better not give the Legos to your babies. They might choke on them. But then there are boxes and boxes of Legos. I mean, tables and... Well, that one grandson that's going to be a freshman in college next year, I hope he cleans up the floor because it's just loaded with Legos. Anyway, perhaps he'll be an architect. I don't know. He's building fantastic things. Or how about the one that likes to take everything apart? Give him a screwdriver and let him go. Maybe an engineer of some sort. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the interest is in music, singing, or drawing. One daughter that started out after college at Dayspring. Singing, cooking. Encourage these different interests with the child. And most children are really inquisitive. Encourage them. See what they see. And I need some encouragement on that. We go down the street and I say, oh, look at that. Jim says, that's been there about 6 months. Well, too bad. Attention to detail. God has made a fabulous world. All the detail. Color. Now spring is bursting out all over. Well, maybe next week it'll be warmer. I used to buy all my bedding plants in the middle of April. They'll probably have frost on them this year. But there's the texture, design, there's the smell. I have a daughter-in-law that she grew up in South America. She'll pick up something, she'll feel it, and then she'll always smell it. Somehow it's important for her to see what things smell like. My age and stage, my sense of smell is sort of left. And if it looks good, I'll eat it. See what is under that rock. Kids in the backyard, you know. Well, of course they'll get dirty. That's okay. This day and age, and in this country, we have soap and water. Hot water, yes. See what's under that rock. What's that design on the rock? What does that look like? Why are rocks different sizes? And what are they made of? Be inquisitive. Ask the questions. Life is much richer if we enjoy God's creation. The sunrise, the sunset. If my baby slept through until about 4:30 or 5, they'd slept all night. You know. So that's when the sun comes up. And then talk about Jesus as you do whatever you're doing. In Deuteronomy, it encourages us to be intentional. We as Christians and being created by the Lord, we need to be intentional in thinking about it and sharing the idea with others. The Lord our God, the Lord is our God. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, the same verse I used before, with all your soul and with all your heart. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons, I added, and your daughters. And you shall talk of them as you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Pretty much covers the day, doesn't it? Right. Edith Schaefer, the wife of Francis Schaefer, and this is, maybe this is an era before you, but the books are all in the library. Edith Schaefer calls this the perpetual relay of truth. When we talk about the Lord and share him with our children as we go. She wrote a lot of books, but one of them is What is a Family? Another one is Common Sense. Another person that influenced me a lot as a young mother, Jim and I came to John Brown when we had just had our second child. We waited until she was born before we came. He started teaching engineering in April. I think graduation was in May. Well, we came because he wanted to continue his education, take some Bible courses, and so that was very good. But one of the things we appreciated the most about coming to John Brown was it opened our eyes to the world, because there were speakers that came in from all over the world and shared. Back then they called it, the Missionary Emphasis Week. And there was one fellow that talked, Don Rulison, and he had ministered in China and then across the border into Thailand. And it really impacted us, and we appreciated that. And then through him, and she was a relative of his, Isabel Kuhn. As a young mother, I read 3, 4, 5 books by her. And one of the things she said was that our children, our babies, our husbands, our loved ones, he has given them to us. Hold them on an open hand. So when his timing comes around, he doesn't have to open a clenched hand, but they are freely his. Now we deal with the lost, that's true, but they are his. And we have to treasure them daily. And that's not very hard to do in these precious little ones that we're seeing here. Many experiences ahead, indeed. There are a couple of things that don't necessarily go with my talk here, but that I've tried to instill in our children. We had 4 children in 6 years. I loved being home. And Carol and Becky were 15 months apart. You know, well, it was so fun playing the house with this little girl. I think I'll have another. I got over that. Then I waited 2 years. But to be of service, not because I must, but because I may. You know, time to pick up the toys. No, it's a privilege to do that and help. And keep. Of course, I don't know if it's actually in the scriptures, but it says, a place for everything and everything in its place, which was my law before Daddy came home. And then another song, and Sue, I don't know, where is she? Did she leave? There she is. Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And that's a good one to sing, to learn and sing. I hear people talk about terrible twos. I disagree. That's a wonderful time. The world is opening up. They're investigating everything, and they have to check your rules and regulations to make sure that you mean it. So that's a good response to no. Then you start singing, yes, Lord, yes, to you will it be. And perhaps you can divert them. Well, it's been a privilege to be here, and I wish you a good day in the Lord. And of course, there are challenges, but that's why we grow and spend time. He's there all the time. Very good. See you.